So we're going to the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke.
کتاب لوقا میخونیم.
And we're in chapter 16.
فصل 16
هستیم. And today we are hoping to finish chapter 16.
امروز امیدواریم فصل 16 رو تموم کنیم.
Yeah, the chapter started with the parable about the unjust steward.
و موعظه‌مون از اون مثال اون خادم ناعادل شروع میشه.
We looked at the verses following that where we draw several principles for stewardship from.
ما درس یاد گرفتیم که مدیریت چه مدیریت هایی میگیریم.
And today we're going to look at an actually very famous story.
امروز در مورد داستان خیلی معروفش نگاه میکنیم.
The rich man and Lazarus.
در مورد اون مرد ثروتمند و لازر.
Before we start looking at the story, I want to read some of the verses before that.
قبل از اینکه داستان رو شروع کنم میخوام چند تا آیه قبلش رو بخونم.
So we understand the context.
که بدونیم موضوعش
در مورد چیه.
آیه 14 رو بخونم.
And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things and they derided him.
و فریسیانی که زردوست بودند همه این سخنان را شنیده او را استهزا نمودند.
Yeah, I just want you to see that Jesus is here. He's going to take some jabs at the Pharisees. They didn't like what Jesus was teaching. They didn't believe what Jesus was saying.
And
they even mocked him. Now, read verse 18, Luke 16:18. Whosoever putteth away his wife and married another committed adultery, and whosoever married her that is put away from her husband committed adultery.
هر که زن خود را طلاق دهد و دیگری را ازدواج کند زناکار باشد، هر که زن طلاق گرفته مردی را به ازدواج بیشتر دارد زنا کرده باشد.
I believe that's there because that's another jab towards the Pharisees.
Because Jesus
knows the hearts.
قلب فریسیانو میدونسته که این حرفو زده.
And of course there's another story in the Bible.
و میدونه که داستانشون چی میگذشته.
We have the same Pharisees.
و داستان دیگه که کتاب مقدس رو داریم که همین فریسیان
asking a question from Jesus.
این سوال رو از عیسی میپرسه.
In regards to divorce and remarriage.
در مورد طلاق و دوباره ازدواج کردن.
Matthew 19 verse 3.
متی 19 آیه 3.
The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?
پس فریسیان آمدند تا او را امتحان کنند و گفتند آیا جایز است مرد زن خود را به هر علتی طلاق دهد؟
Yeah, we're not going to talk about divorce or remarriage today.
در مورد طلاق و ازدواج دوباره قرار نیست امروز صحبت کنم.
It's not right, but that's for another sermon.
درست نیست این کارو بکنیم، اما موضوع دیگه.
It's the Pharisees that are coming to Jesus and saying, "Can we divorce our wife for any reason?"
که دنبال بهونه می‌گردن که زناشونو به هر دلیلی طلاق بدن.
Is it okay to divorce for some reason? For
نمیگن به این دلیل طلاق بدیم یا به اون دلیل طلاق بدیم ولشون کنیم.
That of course reveals something of the Pharisee's heart.
در حقیقت قلب فریسیان رو نگاه میکنه.
And that's the context we're coming from.
و اون فریسیایی که در مورد موضوعی هست که در مورد
Jesus is addressing Pharisees.
عیسی مسیح در مورد فریسیان صحبت
میکنه
و وارد اون داستان مرد ثروتمند و لازر.
It's good for us to know the context because it's going to help us.
موضوع قبل از آیه رو بدونیم چون کمک میکنه که چرا اون مثال رو عیسی داد. بعد چه اتفاقی داشته میافتاده که این حرف رو عیسی زده.
Let me start saying that I don't believe that this story is a parable.
من ایمان ندارم این داستان مسئله.
Yeah, because what is a parable?
مثال چیست؟
It's a fictional story.
یه داستانی
that uses some earthly situation
که از یه شرایط زمینی استفاده
something
میکنه.
Everybody can understand and relate to.
در حقیقت یک مسئله است که همه میفهمن، همه درکش میکنن.
To convey some spiritual truth.
یه حقیقت روحانی رو نشون بده.
Now the elements in a story are a figure of something else.
معمولاً صفات‌های داستان یه صفاتی هستن از یه
When you start reading the story in Luke 16.
وقتی داستان رو میشنوی
It does sound like oh this must be a parable.
به نظر میاد که مسئله.
Yeah, verse 19.
آیه 19.
Yeah, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day.
شخصی ثروتمند بود که ارغوان کتان می‌پوشید و هر روز در عیاشی با جلال به سر می‌برد.
Yeah, there was a certain man. And of course, there are also other stories that are real stories in the Bible that are starting this way.
But
many parables start in that way.
Yeah,
a certain man had two sons.
یه مردی بود دو تا پسر داشت
یک
مردی بود یک درخت انجیر داشت یک مردی بود
yeah, parables don't use specific names
مثل هایش وقت اسم نبوده اسم کسی
they're fictional stories to make a
چون تصور بوده در حقیقت نکته رو میخواستم بگم
now read the next verse
آیه بعدی رو بخونید
and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at, at his gate full of sores.
و فقیر ایلازر نام که او را پوشیده از جراحت بر درگاه او میگذاشتند.
Yeah, so there's also a certain beggar, but his name is specifically
بوده,
given.
باز اسم برده شده.
His
name is Lazarus. نبوده, اسمش ایلازر نام بوده.
Yeah, normally parables don't mention names.
اسم نمیبره. In fact, کسی رو نام نمیبره.
If this is a parable, then this is the only parable in the Bible that actually gives a name.
هست که کتاب مقدس نام برده. اسم طرفو برده.
If you want to believe this is a parable, that's fine.
اگه قبول دارین که این مثال بوده, اوکی, قبول داشته باشین.
My question will be, what is the parable of?
مثال چیه؟ در مورد چیه؟
What is the picture? What is the
تصویری که این مثال میده در مورد چی داره حرف میزنه؟
Yeah, we're just going to talk about hell. What is done hell represent? Where is the picture of this?
جهنم تصویر چیست؟
I think it's hard to answer that question
because
it speaks literally about hell.
چون داره در مورد جهنم صحبت میکنه.
Regardless of what your opinion is on this,
مهم نیست که شما چه اعتقادی در مورد
فقط main message.
اما پیام اصلی آیه
I just want to bring this to your attention.
اما خواستم دقت کنید به این موضوع.
Now this story is often taught when people teach on hell.
معمولا اگه کسی در مورد جهنم صحبت میکنه از این داستان استفاده
میکنه. And there's nothing wrong with that. And we will actually look at this as well today.
ما همین داستان رو نگاه میکنیم در موردش.
But it's not the main message.
پیام اصلی کلام این نیست.
At the end we'll see the main message.
در آخر سر پیامو میبینیم که میگه.
With people having hard heart towards the gospel.
مردمی که قلب سنگی دارن در مورد انجیل عیسی مسیح.
Yeah. Now let's first draw some points from this passage.
اما بریم نکته ای از این آیه یاد بگیریم.
In regards to hell.
در مورد جهنم.
Yeah, and even if you think it's a parable, don't worry. I will use all the scriptures to confirm things I'm saying.
اما اگه شما فکر می‌کنید مسئله آیه دیگه‌ای را مثلا بگید، ثابت کنید حقیقتی است در مورد جهنم.
There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores.
شخصی ثروتمند بود که ارغوان و کتان می‌پوشید و هر روز در عیاشی با جلال به سر می‌برد. فقیری ایلازر نام که او را پوشیده از جراحت بر درگاه او می‌گذاشتند و آرزو می‌داشت که از خورده‌هایی که از میز آن ثروتمند می‌ریخت خود را سیر کند، بلکه سگان نیز آمده زخم‌های او را می‌لیسیدند.
It talks about two different people and there's a great contrast between them. You have this rich man yeah, living in great luxury. It says he had purple and fine linen which today of course we can easily make all colors. In those days this was an expensive color to make. So this rich man is just living his life in riches.
And then
we have Lazarus,
a beggar,
completely dependent on other people.
Yeah.
Notice that it says he was late at the gate of this rich man.
People
had to put him there.
مردم اونجا گذاشتن.
Yeah, probably because he was crippled.
به خاطر اینکه میلنگیده.
Yeah, unable to walk.
قادر نبود راه بره.
And he's full of sores.
و پر از زخم.
And he's just hoping to get some food.
امیدواره که فقط غذا بگیره.
Even if it's just the crumbs of the table of the rich man.
فقط هم حتی شده از خورده غذاهای اون ثروتمند که زیر.
And to make matters worse.
کلام رو بخوایم بدترش کنیم.
The dogs come and lick his sores.
در حقیقت سگا میان و زخمش میلیسن.
It's hard to find a greater contrast.
بدتر از این دیگه نمیشه.
Now, read on 22 and 23.
آیه 22 و 23.
And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abram's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abram afar off and Lazarus in his bosom.
باری آن فقیر مرد و فرشتگان او را به آغوش ابراهیم بردند و آن ثروتمند نیز مرد او را دفن کردند. پس چشمان خود را در جهنم گشود و خود را در عذاب یافت و ابراهیم را از دور و ایلازر را در آغوشش دید.
Yeah, so both of them die.
هر دو تاشون مردن.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what your status alive is.
مهم نیست که شما چقدر ثروت دارین و چه مقامی دارین. چی دارین و چی ندارین.
Yeah, unless we will be alive when Jesus comes back.
اگر وقتی
we all one day will die.
برگرده و همه زنده باشیم فرقی نمیکنه. اگر از اون هممون یه روزی میمیریم.
Lazarus dies.
ایلازر میمیره.
Where does he end up?
ایلازر کجا میره؟
He ends up in heaven.
میره تو بهشت.
Yeah, we don't know why Lazarus was in the situation he was in.
نمیدونیم چرا ایلازر چرا در این شرط فقط رو
we do know
چیز بود.
That
اما
he was a believer.
ایمان داشت.
Because otherwise he wouldn't end up in heaven.
اگر ایمان نداشت به بهشت نمیرفت.
Richman also died.
ثروتمند
But he ends up in hell.
اما میره جهنم.
So we know he was not a believer.
میدونیم که اون ثروتمند ایماندار
of course,
نبوده.
That shouldn't surprise us.
نباید تعجب آور انگیز باشه.
The rich that in their pride are not open to the gospel.
ثروتمندان در غرورشون به پیام خداوند اهمیتی نمیدن.
Matthew 19:23 says, then said Jesus to his disciples, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven.
عیسی به شاگردان خود گفت هر آینه به شما میگویم که شخص ثروتمند به ملکوت آسمان به دشواری داخل میشود.
Now, are there rich people that are saved? Absolutely.
And
there are many poor people that are not saved as well. Now, of course, the Pharisees would be like the rich men. Because in verse 14 we saw they were
covetous.
They had a love for money. So Lazarus dies and is carried into Abraham's bosom.
Now,
I will come back to this in a moment
to
deal with that. Yeah, because it basically simply means that he is with Abraham, who is in heaven. And then the rich man dies and instantly finds himself in hell.
He
opens his eye and is in hell. Now, the first thing I want to point out
that
there is no soul sleep as some people teach.
روحمون هیچ وقت نمیخوابه که مردم درس میدن
که چه ایده ای when people die
که بقیه فکر میکنن وقتی کسی میمیره
they just sleep
فقط میخوابن
all the way in the end
در آخر خوابن
till there's judgment
تا قضاوت
میاد then they're woken up again
بعد دوباره بیدار
that's not what the bible teaches
کتاب مقدس نمیگه این حرفا
it teaches that when you die
خداوند میگه لحظه‌ای که میمیرید
immediately you find yourself in one or two places
در یکی از این دو تا جا خودتو پیدا میکنی
there are those who are saved who go to heaven
که نجات دارن میرن به بهشت
there are those who are non-believers who go to hell instantly. 2 Corinthians 5:8.
Yeah,
we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:8.
پس مطمئن هستیم و این را بیشتر می‌پسندیم که از بدن غایب شده و به نزد خداوند حاضر شویم.
Yeah, it's your physical body that is in a sense asleep, but your soul will directly be with the Lord in heaven. Yeah, so that's the first thing that we can learn in regards to when we die. Yeah, we immediately will be in one of those places. And we consciously will be there.
بیدار میفهمیم که اونجایی نه اینکه خوابی
نه notice also that the rich man is tormented.
یادتون باشه که ثروتمنده عذاب میکشه.
Now, I don't know how many times I've heard people say
نمیدونم چند بار شنیدم
that
که مردم
hell
میگن
is the absence of this goodness.
جهنم نداشتن خوبیه.
Hell is like a Christless eternity.
جهنم نداشتن مسیحه.
Now that sounds all nice, but that's not biblical.
ولی کتاب مقدس نیست.
Hell is a place of torment.
جهنم جای شکنجه است.
It's where sinners are punished.
جایی که گناهکاران مجازات میشن.
And it's definitely not without Christ. Go to Revelation 14.
جایی نیست. مکاشفه 14.
And read verses 10 and 11. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image and whosoever received the mark of his name.
او نیز از شراب خشم خدای که رقیق نگشته در جام خشم او ریخته شده است خواهد نوشید و در نزد فرشتگان مقدس و در حضور بره به آتش و گوگرد معذب خواهد شد و دود عذاب ایشان تا ابد بالا می‌رود پس آنانی که وحش و تمثال او را پرستش می‌کنند و هر که نشان اسم او را پذیرد شبانه روز آرامی ندارد.
Yeah, of course, this is a passage. This is about the end times.
But
this is true for all unsaved people.
Those
who are unsaved end up in a place where they will be tormented.
Where
God puts out his wrath on them. And it is in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb.
Yeah,
who is the Lamb? Because it refers to Jesus Christ. It's not in Christless eternity. And it's just not just the absence of good.
People are punished.
It's a place of punishment. And in a moment we'll look at some more elements in regards to hell.
چند تا نکته در مورد جهنم
but
دارم
first بگم. First I want to address a false doctrine.
اما میخوام یه درس غلط رو بهتون بگم.
Specifically these two verses from Luke 16.
آیه لوقا 16 خوندیم ازش استناد گرفتیم.
In regards of the term Abraham's bosom.
که میگن زیر بغل ابراهیم.
Yeah, there's a false teaching that teaches that Old Testament believers did not go to heaven, but to a temporary place that they would call paradise or also Abraham's bosom. And they will say, oh, this is a good part of hell. They're just waiting till Jesus finishes work on the cross.
Now,
let me just debunk that for you quickly. Of course, first of all, this term is only found once in the Bible.
And
it's actually here in Luke 16. Yeah, so Luke 16 is our reference for this. Now, first, my question is, what is a bosom?
در آغوش یا زیر بغل یعنی
Let me tell you what it certainly not is.
بهتون بگم در آغوش یا زیر بغل
A location where people go when they die.
زیر بغل یا در آغوش جایی نیست که هر کی مرد بره اونجا.
Bosom is just a body part.
یه قسمتی از بدنه در آغوش.
In case you're confused, go to John 13:23.
یوحنا 13:23.
John 13:23. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved.
John 13:23.
Now, what was John doing? He was simply leaning against the chest of Jesus. That's all. And in the story in Luke 16, Abraham just having his arm around Lazarus,
or
Lazarus just leaning against Abraham. That's all it is. That's the picture. Actually, you have somebody who meets a family member. Yeah, because in a moment we'll see that the rich man actually calls Abraham Father Abraham.
و اون ثروتمندم ابراهیم رو پدر ابراهیم
So the setting here is the nation of Israel.
قوم اسرائیل در حقیقت.
Yeah, and by the way, the rich man is actually talking to Abraham.
اون ثروتمند
which
در کنار ابراهیم
makes sense because Abraham is there with his bosom.
ابراهیم همونجا بوده و آغوشش باز بوده برای همشون.
Now the second point I want to make is
نکته که میخوام بذارم براتون
because they equate this Abraham bosom thing with paradise as something different than heaven.
آغوش ابراهیم با فردوس فرق میکنه و فردوس با بهشت فرق.
Let me show you quickly that these two are the same.
بذارین بهتون نشون بدم فردوس و بهشت
Go to 2 Corinthians 12. And read verses 2 to 4. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knows it. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows it. How that he was caught up in paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter.
چهارده ساعت قبل از این آیا در جسم نمیدانم آیا بیرون از جسم نمیدانم خدا میداند چنین شخصی که تا آسمان سوم رو بوده شد و چنین شخص رو میشناسم خواه در جسم و خواه جدا از جسم نمیدانم خدا میداند که به فردوس رو بوده شد و سخنان ناگفتنی شنید که انسان را اجازه نیست آنها سخن گوید.
Now, if you notice in verse 2, it says caught up in the third heaven. And then in verse 4, it says caught up in paradise.
It's just a synonym. I
guess Farsi is using the same word?
Yeah,
okay. In Farsi it uses the same word, but in English, these are just two words for the same thing. Yeah, paradise is a synonym for heaven. Yeah, not the good part of hell.
قسمت خوب جهنم
And by the way, hell is never mentioned in a positive way.
هیچ وقت مثبت نبوده که جای خوب داشته باشه.
And of course, we have also examples in the Old Testament where we have people who went to heaven. I'll give you one, which is about Elijah, 2 Kings 2:11. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared in chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven.
2
Kings 2:11.
هیشام قدم زنان با هم گفتگو می‌کردند که ناگاه عرابه از آتش با اسبانی آتشی پدیدار شد و آن دو را از یکدیگر جدا کرد و ایلیا در گردبادی به آسمان بالا رفت.
Yeah, so Elijah went up into heaven.
Elias raf ba aseman.
Not down into the good part of hell.
Na raf jay khoob
e down into paradise. Or down into Abraham's bosom.
Ya bere dar aghush Ibrahim montazer bemune.
And if you want to hear more of this, listen to my sermon on 1 Peter 3.
Aval Petros fasle 3 ye moize i dasham agar khoob tin gush konid.
We concluded that when a person dies, they directly end up conscious either in heaven or hell.
یا میره بهش یا میره جهنم.
And we saw that hell is not a place where God is absent.
جهنم هم جایی نیست که فقط
خدا نباشه. It's a place without Christ.
جایی نیست که فقط عیسی وجود نداشته باشه.
It's a place where God poured out his wrath.
جایی است که خداوند خشمش رو می‌ریزه.
It's a place of punishment.
جایی که خداوند مجازات میکنه. جایی که شکنجه اتفاق میفته.
In the presence of the Lamb.
در حضور بره خداوند.
And Abraham's bosom is not a location.
در آغوش ابراهیم یه قسمت دیگه‌ای هست.
It's just a body part.
قسمت بدن یه قسمت جای دیگه نیست بلکه قسمت بدنه در حقیقت آغوش گرفته یک انسان یه نفری لازر رو بغل کرده در آغوش گرفته در آسمان هست پس در بهشت
Go back to Luke 16
در لوقا فصل 16
Read 24-26 And he cried and said Father Abraham have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue for I am tormented in this flame But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence.
آنگاه به صدای بلند گفت ای پدر من ابراهیم بر من ترحم فرما و ایلعازر را بفرست تا سرانگشت خود را به آب ترس آفته زبان مرا خنک سازد زیرا در این شعله عذاب میکشند ابراهیم گفت ای فرزند به خاطر آور که تو در ایام زندگانی چیزهای نیکوی خود را یافتی و همچنین ایلعازر چیزهای بد را اما او اکنون در آسایش است و تو در عذاب و علاوه بر این در میان ما و شما برده عظیمی است چنانچه آنهایی که میخواهند از اینجا به نزد شما عبور کنند نمیتوانند و نه آنهایی که آنجا هستند و میتوانند نزد ما آیند.
Yeah, so is this a rich man partying with his unbelieving friends in hell?
این ثروتمند داشته با دوست ناایمانش در جهنم جشن میگرفته.
If you go soul winning, you run to people who say, "Oh, I love to go to hell." Because they think they will be hanging out with their buddies.
با دوستامو میریم جهنم با هم کنار خوش میگذره.
We will party with them.
We
will live in sin with them.
با هم دیگه در گناه خوش میگذره.
And they think Satan is a cool guy to hang out with.
شیطان خیلی باحاله که در کنارش باشه.
They have a very very warped view of what hell is.
دیدگاهشون در مورد جهنم خیلی عجیبه.
First of all, Satan is also tormented in hell.
شیطان هم داره شکنجه میشه در جهنم.
Hell was first made for Satan and his angels to begin with.
جهنم اول برای فرشتگان شیطان ساخته شد.
Matthew 25:41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.
پس افراد طرف چپ را گوید ای من اونان از من دور شوید در آتش جاودانی که برای ابلیس و فرشتگان او آماده شده است.
Yeah. Satan is not in charge of hell.
شیطان مسئول جهنم نیست.
Yeah, and we're not going to read it now, but read Revelation 20 at home.
مکاشفه 20 رو تو خونه.
You'll see there.
می‌بینین که
that Satan is bound by an angel, not an angel. Is
شیطان
he binds Satan and puts him in hell.
و فرشته رو با زنجیر میندازه
And then later on he's thrown into the lake of fire.
و میندازه تو آتش دریاچه آتش.
He will be tormented.
که اونجا شکنجه میشه.
Because hell is a place of torment.
که جهنم مکان شکنجه است.
But that's not even the most scary part about hell.
خطرناکترین جای جهنم
اینجا. The real scary part about hell.
خطرناکترین جای جهنم.
Is that it lasts forever.
که تا ابد زنده میمونه.
There is no end to it.
آخری وجود نداره.
It's not an eternal party.
یه جشن ابدی نیست.
It's eternal punishment.
شکنجه ابدی.
In everlasting fire.
در آتش ابدی.
But see that the rich man here is in agony.
می‌بینیم که این ثروتمند شکنجه زیاده.
He wants some relief.
آزادی می‌خواد.
So what is asking?
چی می‌خواد از ما؟
Oh, send Lazarus over.
ایلازار رو بفرست برای من.
Let him dip his finger in some water and cool my tongue.
یه ذره آب بیاره برای من لب منو.
What is the answer?
و من خنک کنه. جواب
no can do, not possible.
هیچ نمیتونه.
Nobody from heaven will ever go to hell.
از بهشت نمیتونه بره.
And nobody who ends up in hell will ever go to heaven.
کسی که وارد جهنم شد نمیتونه وارد بهشت.
There is no relief.
دیگه آزادی وجود نداره. دیگه مکسی یا استاپی وجود نداره.
We just read Revelation 14:11.
مکاشفه 14.
Yeah, we just read already. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image and which have received the mark of his name. No rest day nor night.
شب و روز
forever.
آرامش نخواهند داشت تا ابد.
Go to Revelation 20:10.
مکاشفه 20:10.
And the devil that that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
و ابلیس که ایشان را گمراه می‌کند به دریاچه آتش گوگرد انداخته شد، جایی که وحی و پیامبر دروغین هستند، و ایشان تا ابد شبانه روز عذاب خواهند کشید.
Yeah, once a person ends up in hell,
بار,
this will be his or her destiny forever.
دیگه مقصدش تا ابد در جهنمه.
Yeah. It's not like people are burned up and then cease to exist.
No,
it's forever and ever. It's no rest day nor night. And you need to let that sink in. Yeah. Hell is eternal punishment. Eternal torment. No relief.
مجازات و شکنجه ابدی و پایانی نداره.
If you let this sink in, it does two things for you.
اگر درک کنید دو تا کار براتون میکنه.
It will make you appreciate the sacrifice that Jesus has made for you more.
اول از همه شکرگزار قربانی مسیح میشیم براتون.
Yeah, because he paid a very high price.
چون مجازات خیلی بزرگی yeah, the Son of God مسیح بهتون داد. پسر خدا
died for your sins.
برای گناهان شما مرد.
Yeah, a very high price was paid.
کم نبود. So you can have life. که پرداخت کرد که من و شما زندگی داشته
باشیم. And here is hopeful the second thing that will do.
دومین کار بزرگی
که برامون میکنه. If you let it sink in what hell really is.
اگر بذاریم به عمیق عمقش درک کنیم اینه که
it will increase your desire to preach the gospel to the lost.
واقعا در قلبتون میخواد انجیل گمشده انجیل رو به گمشدگان برسه.
You know what's going to happen.
میدونین برای آینده اونا چه اتفاقی میفته. اونایی که در مسیح نیستن چه بلایی منتظرشونه.
You know.
تو میدونی.
What Jesus saved you from.
عیسی مسیح تو رو از چه آتشی نجات داده.
Read again verse 25. The last remark I want to make about heaven and hell.
نکته‌ای که میخوام در مورد بهشت و جهنم بهتون بگم.
Verse 25. But Abraham said, Luke 16. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented.
26 or 27? 25.
We went backwards.
Abraham گفت ای فرزند به خاطر آور که تو در ایام زندگانی چیزهای نیکوی خود را یافتی و همچنین ایل آزر چیزهای بد را. اما او اکنون در آسایش است و تو در عذاب.
I just want to point out that your status here on earth does not mean that will be your status in heaven.
Maybe
you are physically poor. Maybe going to a lot of hardships. Seemingly having no hope in this life. Yet you can still be rich toward God.
اما میتونی امروز
ثروتمند باشی
در مقابل خداوند و ثروت بزرگی در بهشت.
And on the other side, you could be the richest man on the planet.
و میتونی اون طرف ثروتمندترین آدم روی زمین
باشی. But after you die,
اما وقتی به جهنم رفتی,
you've nothing.
هیچی نداشته باشی.
Being tormented,
شکنجه بشی.
And be without hope.
و بدون امید باشی.
Yeah, make sure you are the person that is rich toward God.
مطمئن باشیم که ثروت واقعیمون در خداوند.
Yeah, regardless of the position or status in this life.
مهم نیست که چقدر امروز پول داریم. ولی ثروت واقعیمون در خداوند.
From verse 27, we get more of the actual message that Jesus is giving us here.
بعد پیام بهتری از عیسی.
Read verse 27 and 28.
27 و 28 بخون.
Then he said, "I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren." That he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment.
Yeah,
so this rich man has now realized that there's no hope for him anymore. So he says, send Lazarus to my father's house. Yeah, because I have four more brothers who are like me. So Lazarus may warn them.
چه شاید ایلازر بهشون خبر بده اونا
they don't, So they don't end up in the same place I am in.
اونم جایی که من هستم نیان. اونا درن از جهنم.
If Lazarus cannot come to me,
اگه ایلازار نمیتونه پل من بیاد، ایلازار بره به اونا بگه.
At least send him to my brethren.
فقط ایلازار هم به برادران بگه.
Listen to the response in 29.
آیه 29 رو ببینید.
If Abram said unto him, they of Moses and the prophets, let them hear them.
ابراهیم به وی گفت موسا و انبیا را دارند سخن ایشان را بشنوند.
Yeah, they have Moses and the prophets.
Now,
what does that mean? Because at the time of Jesus, most of us dead, most of the prophets were dead. Because it's not pointing to individual people. It's referring to what God has spoken through these prophets that was then written down. Yeah, it's referring to Scripture, the Old Testament in this case.
Yeah,
send Lazarus to warn my brethren.
Send
Lazarus to be a soul winner to my brethren.
ایلازار رو بفرست که باعث نجات برادران باشه.
And the response is, but they have Moses and the prophets. They have my word.
موسا و انبیا رو دارن. پیام منو دارن. کلام منو دارن.
Now the rich man doesn't agree. Verse 30. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent.
گفت نه ای پدر ما ابراهیم. اما اگر کسی از مردگان نزدیشان رود توبه خواهم کرد.
But no, Father Abraham.
نه پدر ما ابراهیم.
They will listen to somebody if that person comes back from the dead.
اگه مردگان زنده بشه میره و میگه از مردگان.
They will turn if you send Lazarus.
اگه تو لازارو بفرستی حتما ایمان میاره.
That will convince them.
اون مرده تشویقشون میکنه.
Yeah, if you give them a sign, they will believe.
نشونه بده که بالاخره ایمان بیارن.
Yeah, my brethren stepped over Lazarus at my gate.
ایلازار رو جلوی در خونه من دیدن.
They know who he is.
میدونن ایلازار کیه.
And they will believe him.
و میدونن که مرده، پس ایمان میارن.
Now, here's what's interesting.
جالبیش میدونی چیه؟
We have another story in the Bible.
یه داستان دیگه که
در With a guy named Lazarus.
یه آقایی هست به نام ایلازار، اونا.
And he is being resurrected from the dead.
اونم مردگان واقعاً زنده شد.
And this is not the same Lazarus.
They're
two different stories.
دو تا داستان متفاوته و دو نفر متفاوتن.
But it's interesting that we have this rich man saying here. If Lazarus would come back from the dead, then they will believe.
مردگان زنده بشه بعد ایمان میارن.
Yeah, and then this man's name is Lazarus. Then we have a literal person. Here that they saw being raised from the dead.
دیدن از مردگان برخاست.
And guess what the Pharisees did? They did not believe. Yeah. Moreover, not only Lazarus, of course, was raised from the dead.
نه تنها ایلازار از مردگان.
Also, Jesus was resurrected from the dead.
عیسی مسیح هم از مردگان.
And guess what? They didn't believe him either.
و بعد از زنده شدن عیسی مسیح چه اتفاقی افتاد؟ ایمان نیاورد.
Read verse 31.
عیسی یکو بخونید.
And he said unto him. If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead. So what is Jesus saying here?
Now,
if they don't believe the scriptures, they will not believe if somebody rose from the dead. Now, what is Jesus teaching here? Is he making a point that poor people go to heaven and rich people go to hell?
No,
no, he's not doing that. Is Jesus teaching that the rich man was a bad man and the poor man was a good man? No. You even wonder why Lazarus was in the situation he was in. Yeah, we don't know. But the Bible says, for example, in Psalm
37:25,
I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken for his seed begging bread.
من جوان بودم و اینک سال خوردم با این همه هرگز پارسایی را ندیدم که بانهاده شده باشد و نه فرزندانش را که بیرای نان شدند.
But of course, we don't know exactly because the Bible doesn't tell us.
Yeah,
the rich man might have been charitable.
شاید.
I think that's unlikely.
What?
The rich man might have been charitable.
شاید اون ثروتمنده
give some money away. We don't know.
شاید هم پول بخشیده به کسی. ما نمی‌دونیم چقدر بخشیده.
I think it's unlikely knowing that Lazarus was at his gate.
اینجوری نبوده چون ایلازار جلو در خونه‌اش بود و هیچ کمکی بهش نکرد.
We don't know.
نمی‌دونیم.
But Jesus is not teaching that rich man was bad or
ثروت بده.
The poor man was good.
یا فقیر خوبه.
And here's reality.
واقعیت
اینه. There are no good people.
آدم خوبی بود.
To begin with.
تو دنیا.
Yeah. Romans 3:12. Now, because people, so, why does God send good people to hell?
He
does not. There are no good people.
Romans 3:12.
They are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. There is none that do it good. No, not one. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
زیرا همه گناه کردند و از جلال خدا کوتاه آمدند.
Yeah. Why did Lazarus go to heaven?
چرا ای لازر؟
Why did the rich man go to hell?
چرا ثروتمند رفت جهنم؟
The same reason why anybody goes either to one of those two places.
یکی میره جهنم، یکی
میره. It has nothing to do with how good a person is.
ربطی نداره چقدر آدم مهم و خوبی
هستی. How successful a person is.
چقدر موفقیم.
Yeah. First of all, of course, we go to people go to hell because they have sinned against God. Because the wages of sin is death. But then God's not willing that any should
pass.
God has given light. God has given us a way so we don't have to go
there. Yeah,
people go to hell because they reject the light. Because they reject the truth of the word of God, the Bible. But if God does a miracle,
if he shows himself,
if somebody will be raised from the dead, then they will believe. Wrong. Absolutely wrong. If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead. Go to John 5. John 5, 39 and 40. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me, and you will not come to me that you might have life. Yeah, the scriptures testify of Jesus. The problem is people refusing to listen to what the word of God has to say. Rejecting the truth. Yeah, when we go out preaching the gospel and we're offering, we're asking this question, do you know for sure if you die then you go to heaven? What are some of the responses you're going to get? Oh, I don't have time. And you know they have time because they're sitting on the bench doing nothing. Yeah, I have more important things to do. They simply don't want to hear the word of God. Yeah, when we go out preaching the gospel, we're talking with people. We show them scripture after scripture. And they will tell you. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I don't believe these things. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to believe what the Bible actually says. And there is also no point in sharing another 10.
Because
they simply reject the word of God. Yeah, when we're out there preaching the gospel, and we are people talking to people and they say, I do not believe. Yeah, God needs to show himself to me or do this miracle for me. And then I will believe. That's not true. If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead. Skip to verse 46 and 47 in John
5.
For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words?
زیرا اگر موسی را باور میکردید مرا باور میکردید چون که او درباره من نوشته است اما چون نوشتن او را باور نمیکنید
Yeah, so what's the lesson to the unsaved?
درسی که داره میده به ما.
What's the lesson to these
Pharisees? درسی که در مورد اون غیر ایمانداران و فریسیان میده چیه؟
Okay, you need to listen to the scriptures. Listen to the word.
کلام خداوند رو گوش بدین هر زمانی که.
Oh, but we need a sign. No.
به من معجزه نشون بده خدایا.
If you do not believe the scriptures,
اگه پیام خدا رو ایمان نیاری.
You will also not believe If a sign is given, even if one rose from the dead,
you need to believe God's word.
What's the lesson to the saved? It's a lesson of regret. Because you could be, if you can be in heaven, and have regret. Oh, but there is no regret in heaven.
Now,
let me show you. Yes, yes, there will be. Yeah, that is why there will be a point in time that Jesus has to wipe all tears away. Yeah, when we are already in heaven and in our glorified state. Go to Revelation 21. Revelation 21:4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
و خدا هشت دیر از چشمان ایشون پاک خواهد کرد و بعد از آن مرگ نخواهد بود و ماتم و ناله و درد دیگر رو نخواهد نمود زیرا که چیزهای اول در گذشت.
This is all the way at the end.
آخره.
And Jesus is wiping away tears.
در قضاوتش که اون موقع اشکار پاک میکنه.
Go back to Luke 16, last verse we're reading.
16 و آخرین آیه که میخوام
بخونم. Read 26 again.
آیه 26 رو یه بار دیگه بخونیم.
And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence.
علاوه بر این در میان ما و شما برده عظیمی است چنانکه آنانی که میخواهند از اینجا به نزد شما عبور کنند نمیتوانند و نه آنانی که آنجا هستند میتوانند نزد ما آیند.
Yeah, and of course, this is a response to the rich man who was in hell.
Hey.
Those who would pass, those who would like to pass to you, who wants to come from heaven to help you, they cannot. And of course, opposite, those from hell cannot pass into heaven. Here's what you need to realize. When you die, when your unsaved family dies, your unsaved mother, spouse, children, neighbors, there is nothing you can do anymore for them. Yeah? You might want to go and rescue them, but there is nothing that can change their eternal destiny anymore. What is the lesson for the saved? Be a good steward with your time that you've been given on this earth. Use that time
از این وقتمون استفاده کنیم.
To reach out to your loved ones.
بریم به عزیزانمون.
Your co-workers. Your family.
همکارامون. خانوادهمون.
Because there will be a point.
که جایی میرسه تو زمانی که.
That it will be too late.
دیگه دیر نمیشه.
You cannot be a soul winner in heaven.
دیگه نمیتونی بری بهشت و بشارت بدی یه نفر بیاری با خودت.
Yeah. Sometimes it looks like it's so hard to get Christians
to
get motivated to go out there and just preach the gospel.
که برن پیام انجیل عیسی مسیح رو بدن و دیگران رو به عیسی مسیح دعوت کنن.
You need to realize this life is your only chance. You can do this.
همین شانسی که داری همین زندگی زمینیت دیگه وقت نداری.
Sometimes people come to me when a loved one has died.
وقتی عزیزشون مرده.
Pray for my mother. Pray for my father. Pray for my brother who died. But there's nothing that can be done anymore. Their eternal destiny is set. When they were alive, you had the opportunity to reach them. Then you should have prayed for them. And if you die, and you've not shared the gospel with those you love,
وقتی بمیرین و پیام خو انجیل عیسی مسیح رو هنوز به عزیزانتون ندادین,
you might want to have regret.
شاید بری اونجا و بگی کاش
looking at them in hell.
کاشکی که میتونستم
family members, friends.
کاشکی اون عزیزم, اون دوستم, همکارم بهش گفته بودم.
Yes, so today is the day that we need to start reaching the lost. If you're not already doing that.
امروز گم شدگانمون رو به خداوند دعوت.
Oh, but I have all these obligations. I have all these things why I cannot come.
نمیتونم بیام. سرم شلوغ وقت نمیکنه.
Here's what will happen.
میدونین چه اتفاقی میفته؟
You might end up with regret.
شاید به جایی برسی که همه حرفت کاشکی بود.
Because you have left loved ones who otherwise would could have turned.
کاشکی عزیزم بود.
And end up in hell because you did not preach the good news.
چون تو حاضر نشدی بهش بگی.
Yeah, so instead of wasting your life here on earth, and then having regret later, why not live your life trying to prevent people from going to hell? Yeah, if our gospel is hit to them, the lost, we are given the ministry of reconciliation.
Yeah,
so spend your time, your resources serving God, preaching the good news to those who are willing to listen. Amen. Let's pray.